Nuclear war is not something we should be gambling with. In the event of a full-blown nuclear exchange between the United States and Russia, millions of people would die immediately, and hundreds of millions would die during the nuclear winter and global famines that occur in the aftermath. So nuclear war should be avoided at all costs. Unfortunately, both sides just continue to escalate matters in Ukraine, and the Russians keep warning us that if they are pushed too far, they will be forced to use nuclear weapons. But our leaders are not taking such threats seriously. They seem to believe that they can keep creeping closer and closer to the red lines that the Russians have established because they are convinced that the Russians will never actually risk a nuclear war. Of course, we better hope that our leaders do not miscalculate, because if a nuclear war erupts, most Americans are going to end up dead. The Biden administration has foolishly decided that Ukraine should be free to use missiles provided by the United States to hit targets deep inside Russian territory. In response, Dmitry Medvedev has warned that this could lead to a direct nuclear conflict between our two nations. Former Russian President Dmitry Medvedev has given his strongest warning that the invasion in Ukraine may end up in a nuclear disaster, after US President Joe Biden lifted restrictions on Ukraine using American weapons for direct attacks on Russian soil. Two US officials confirmed that the US has lifted the restrictions, after officials from the White House, the US military and the State Department spent weeks discussing Ukraine's usage of the weapons behind closed doors. Medvedev was president of Russia before, and he may be president again someday after Putin's reign ends. So the fact that he is publicly threatening us with nuclear destruction should be deeply alarming to all of us. The use of tactical nuclear weapons can also be miscalculated, although this would be a fatal mistake, said Medvedev, who was Russian president with his finger on the nuclear button from 2008 to 2012. After all, as the president of Russia rightly noted, European countries have a very high population density. And for those enemy countries whose lands are further than the coverage area of tactical nuclear weapons, there is finally a strategic potential. And this, alas, is not intimidation or a nuclear bluff. The current military conflict with the West is developing according to the worst possible scenario. Of course, he is not the only one that is making such statements. Dmitry Suslov, a member of the Russian Council on Foreign and Defense Policy, is suggesting that the Russians should actually set off a nuclear device in order to show the rest of the world how serious they are. Finally, to confirm the seriousness of Russia's intentions and to convince our adversaries of Moscow's willingness to escalate, it is worth considering a demonstration, i.e. non-aggressive, nuclear explosion. The political and psychological effect of an atomic mushroom cloud, broadcast live on all the world's television channels, will hopefully bring back to Western politicians the one thing that prevented wars between the great powers after 1945, and which they have now largely lost, the fear of nuclear war. Please support the Virginia Christian Alliance website and community center. We would appreciate your donation. Sadly, most Americans have absolutely no idea how close we are to nuclear war. While our major news networks are obsessed with politics, Russian news channels are filled with talk of war. One of Russia's most important journalists, Vladimir Solovyov, recently made headlines when he boldly declared that nuclear war is inevitable either way. Nuclear war is inevitable either way. Let's compare whose strategic weapons are bigger, Solovyov said on his television program, according to a clip translated into English and posted on the YouTube channel of Russian Media Monitor, a watchdog group created by journalist Julia Davis in an effort to combat Russian propaganda, on Saturday. There is a growing consensus inside Russia that a final showdown with Western powers is unavoidable. And the Russians very clearly understand that whoever strikes first in a nuclear war has the best chance of surviving. So if there is a way out of this mess, our leaders should be trying to find it while they still can. Unfortunately, we are allowing the Ukrainians to provoke Russia in very alarming ways. They just hit another early warning radar system deep inside Russian territory, and that was an extremely dangerous move. Ukraine has struck another early warning, over the horizon, radar, this time in Orenburg region, near Orsk, some 1,500 kilometers from Ukraine. This radar did not even look at the direction of Ukraine, which makes the strike an act of madness or something sinister. These strikes to the Russian early warning system can serve only two aims. Ukrainian leadership is desperately trying to fully commit NATO to the war in Ukraine, or strikes are a preparation for nuclear strikes to Russia by the US. Needless to say that the latter is extremely speculative. However, it is one of the two motives that can be established for the strikes. Alas, we have to acknowledge its existence. The Ukrainians are losing the war, and they realize that the only way that they will be able to win it is to get NATO directly involved. So the Ukrainians are trying to provoke the Russians into doing something that will make that a reality. I don't think that it will happen immediately, but a day could come when we see Western troops dying on the killing fields of Eastern Ukraine. In fact, the Daily Mail is reporting that NATO is drawing up plans to send American troops to the front lines of Europe in the event of an all-out conflict with Russia. NATO is drawing up plans to send American troops to the front lines of Europe in the event of an all-out conflict with Russia, it has been revealed. New land corridors are being carved out to quickly funnel soldiers through Central Europe without local bureaucratic impediments, allowing NATO forces to pounce in an instant should Putin's devastating war in Ukraine move further west. The plans are said to include contingencies in case of Russian bombardment, letting troops sweep into the Balkans via corridors in Italy, Greece, and Turkey, or towards Russia's northern border via Scandinavia, officials told The Telegraph. Speaking of deploying American troops, we are being told that Joe Biden is not ruling out boots on the ground when China invades Taiwan. President Biden has affirmed he is not ruling out boots on the ground in Taiwan, in the scenario of a future Chinese invasion. While this type of response is really nothing new when it comes to American politicians being asked hypothetical questions about the future of Taiwan, it does come at a tense moment when an anti-Beijing hawk, Lai Ching-te, has just ascended as Taiwan's new president. Joe Biden and his all-star team of warmongers have us on the brink of war with both Russia and China. Isn't that wonderful? Meanwhile, the war in the Middle East could go to the next level at any time. On Monday, Israel conducted major airstrikes deep inside Syrian territory. Israel launched major airstrikes on the northern Syrian city of Aleppo in the overnight hours, which killed an Iranian military advisor and possibly more Iranian militia members, as well as civilians. At approximately 12:20 a.m. at dawn on Monday, the Israeli enemy launched an aerial attack with missiles from a direction of southeast Aleppo, targeting a number of points in the vicinity of Aleppo city, and the army air defenses intercepted the aggression's missiles and shot down some of them, Syrian state Sana said. The three wars that I just discussed are the three wars of the apocalypse that I have been warning about for years. I feel like I am watching a slow-motion train wreck unfold right in front of my eyes and I cannot do anything to stop it. No matter how much noise we make, Joe Biden and his minions will not listen to us. With each passing day, they are dragging us even closer to an apocalyptic nuclear conflict. So let us hope for the best, but let us also continue to get prepared for the worst. Source: End of the American Dream.